Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I've been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of sanity right here with the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you guys with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Just get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Like I said, there's a lot happening. There's a lot going on, and hopefully some of the stuff I'm talking about you haven't heard anywhere else. And I say that, again, how much can you beat up, you know, the stories about Joe Biden and family? You've heard most of that stuff all over the place today. Well, every day, actually. But there's a whole bunch of other stories going on, good, bad, and different, that you need to hear about so you know how to get involved locally. There's not much, and I didn't say there's no way, there's not much you're going to do at the federal level, but I'll tell you what, you can take back your locals. Yeah, take back your local school board, your local city council, your local water board. They all work together. Find out what it is, how they function, how they operate, who they are. Make a difference. Change it. You know what I'm saying? And then if you take back these boards, you take back these city councils and such, you'll be able to make massive changes, massive differences. So, in God we trust. I know if some of you know, this is our national motto. This is our legal national motto. All right? And it can be displayed anywhere. It can be put on anything. The courts can't make you pull them off. It's been challenged a dozen times plus. Just like the Pledge of Allegiance has been challenged. And every time the In God We Trust motto is challenged, the Supreme Court has said, hey, it is our national motto, period. End of discussion. It has historic significance. Now, Louisiana now has, and I don't know if many people know this, but even though Louisiana is Democrat run, if you would, Democrat controlled, it's a Catholic state, if you would. They don't have precincts. They don't have townships. They have parishes. Just goes way back. And now there's a new Louisiana law that mandates In God We Trust be displayed in every classroom in the state. They are tired. Louisiana now, let's stay with this. Louisiana is tired of the lack of patriotism being taught in schools. Now, the National Opinion Research Center just released a study that said that in 1998, 70% of Americans believed that patriotism was very important. You move forward just 25 years, a lousy 25 years. And it says you're almost at 38% of Americans that think that patriotism is very important. Because they've been taught about this globalism and getting ready for the global economy, global, you know, we're all intertwined now because of the internet. We're all intertwined because of electronics. So what? That doesn't mean we get to lose our identity, does it? It's funny, you know, the feminists and the lefties always scream about losing your identity. I'm a person. I can do what I want to do. Like, okay, well, so can countries. So can people in the countries. It's just amazing. So put that into perspective, only about one-third of Americans believe that patriotism is very important. He went on to say, so our legislators took action and decided to place In God We Trust in classrooms across our state. The bill passed 98-44. That was in the House. In the Senate, it was unanimous in Louisiana. Now, the ACLU has denounced the law. God, I wish you know what it is. They have so dumbed us down educationally over the years. I mean, seriously. Not telling our kids at all where our founding fathers truly were coming from a religious standpoint, if that's the term you want to use. Probably said, well, first of all, the parent is the first teacher of the child, without a doubt, period. End of discussion. But at the same time, what's great about our country is we're supposed to have religious freedom without persecution. We're supposed to have freedom of speech. I don't know if any of you caught today the judge in the Trump case, who said that freedom of speech wasn't absolute. Can you show me that in the Constitution? Can you show me that in any letter written by one of our founding fathers? And the reason I say that is because, remember, when it comes to freedom of religion, they have used Jefferson's letter to a church and not the Constitution to back up the reason why there's a separation of church and state, even though there isn't. And freedom of speech, there's no gag order on freedom of speech. There's nothing laid out in the verbiage of freedom of speech that says, oh, yeah, except when there's an emergency, except if it makes somebody feel bad. No, it's not there. Hopefully it will cause our students to just take time, pause, reflect on the values, bring us back together, and the things we have in common. Interestingly enough, the further and further and further these legislators push us away from God, the worse it gets. The worse our kids, the worse shape our kids are in. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back, Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. There's just so much going on, right? I mean, seriously. You've got to do what you can do to keep up. But pick, you know, I always say, pick one thing. Don't chase stuff like I have to. If education is your thing, follow education. If you know how they run cities is your thing, then city councils. You know, stick with things that you can have it, you can make a change with. Anyhow, back to this. The again, putting in God we trust. It's amazing how many people go, that's illegal, you can't do that. Well, it's on everything we have. Money, coinage, dollars, All kinds of things to do with the feds and the state. Because it's a national motto. Vote it in. All right. Anyway, let me get back to this story. Superintendent of schools is putting up in every school, in every classroom. Sorry, not just the school, but every classroom. And he makes a comment that I think is great. He says, hopefully it'll cause our students just to take some time, pause, reflect on the values that bring us together. Think of the things we have in common. When we went to break, I was saying, it's like the harder they push us away from God, the harder they push us away from each other. Coming together, family, trusting. We've gone from the point where you trust your mom and your dad. Family members are who you trust. Family members are going to care for you. Family members are going to tell you the truth. You know what? The government and people outside of your family, not so much. The government, almost never. And even though we have a lot of great teachers and such or what have you, they're not going to have the interest at heart for you that your mom and dad will. And in very rare cases, they try to make it bigger than what it is. Yeah, you do have some nasty parents. You do have some mean and terrible parents. But for the most part, it's not the case. Anyway, if it does cause a child to stop and say, well, you know what? I got to trust somebody. I can't trust my parents. I can't trust my teachers. I can't trust the government. I'll give this God thing a try. What do you think? It doesn't recognize one particular religion over another. I mean, if you think about it, it's true. God is a very generic term. I don't know why these people get nuts about it. If it said Jesus we trust, you'd only be going nuts, right? Wouldn't it be great if our founding fathers did that? In Christ we trust? Then you'd really have a problem, wouldn't you? With it. Anyway. It doesn't recognize one particular religion over another, the article says. It just recognizes that in God we trust is our national motto. Values in this country matter. And it's an attempt. Look, the values aren't set by whether you're left or right, or center, center right, center left, whatever. That's not what it's about. Values are not set by what color you are, what size you are, what political party you belong to. Well, the value system that we have in this country, the legal system, comes from the Judeo-Christian principles. And, frankly, the Judeo-principal laws. That simple. Anyway. It's an attempt by our legislature, according to the superintendent, much like in the 50s, when there needed to be a patriotism to defeat communism. You know, again, if you don't see what you've got now and how great it is, you're going to be willing to try anything thinking that's going to save you. It's going to make it worse. And now what you're seeing, again, in Texas, and God We Trust is showing up in schools in Texas now as well. Now, signs proclaiming in God We Trust are starting to show up all over Texas schools. The signs are permitted under a new state law that mandates schools display them if they are donated. The law passed last year by the legislature and signed into law by Governor Greg Abbott. He said schools must display in a conspicuous place in each building of the school or institution a durable poster or framed copy of the United States national motto so long as it's donated to the school. As class resumes, now, here's how they're going to get around other groups wanting their signs put up. It's really quite simple, and quite ingenious, too. It's our national motto. It's simply put up there because it's our national motto, and we should have it up there. As classes resumed, the Yellow Rose of Texas Republican Women donated signs to a number of schools in the Houston area. The Northwest Austin Republican Women's Club also donated signs to local schools. In a news source in Dallas and Fort Worth reported that Patriot Mobile, which calls itself a Christian conservative wireless provider, donated signs to the Carroll Independent School District. You're going to see these things popping up all over the place in Texas, as well they should. And you're seeing the groups, as I keep telling you, the groups that claim to be Christian-based, that claim to be conservative-based, that claim to love the Constitution, should be coming forward with these. Now, there are some that are bothered by these signs, are complaining about these signs. I love it. A teacher at the Houston Independent School District, Erica De La Rosa, she said, I'm bothered by all of it. but mostly upset by the language requiring campuses to do this if it's free of cost. Now, she's a teacher at the Houston Independent School District. She says, our government should not be forcing campuses to do anything other than meet the needs of all our students and children. Aha! I'll bet you. Okay? I will bet you that if you went to her class, she would have one of those pseudo-pride stickers that say, all are welcome. I'll bet you. The South Lake Anti-Racism Coalition has also raised concerns. The new law adds to the dissolution between the separation of church and state. There isn't any. I feel like they don't have a choice right now to put them up, but hopefully this will spark larger conversations about having more freedom of expression. So if they're allowed to put up the signs like this, there should be no reason that other students or people can't put up signs that have different messaging. Well, to a degree, that's true. But frankly, this is our national motto. Now, come on, really. There's a big difference between a political statement and putting your national motto up there. And this is the one thing that they can't stand. It just drives them nuts. We don't win this way this much, but we're going to. We're going to start pushing. It's going to become a little different for these people. NBC's Chuck Todd, did you catch this, guys? He was forced to admit that the governor was right. That's right. When he was doing his show this weekend, he confronted a couple of these mayors and governors of these states. And he basically said that, the Greg Abbott and such, they were right. And they're right to do what they're doing. Because they've actually been able to get the White House to step up or acknowledge, or these Democrat mayors to acknowledge, this is tough. This immigration thing is costing too much money. We'll hit it more on the other side of the break. Joe Mesina, your host. Don't go far.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. There are questions being raised about the newly appointed special counsel in the Hunter Biden investigations. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley's happy with the idea of the appointment, but he is surprised that it is Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss.
Short answer to your question is, it's about time. On the other hand, I have some question about Weiss doing it.
Republicans have accused the Justice Department of giving Hunter preferential treatment in the case by offering him a sweetheart deal. The last voyage of the Demeter is setting sail at the box office. The horror film that features Dracula netted $750,000 from Thursday previews at North American theaters. It's expected to make between $7 and $9 million in its first weekend against a budget of $45 million. Meanwhile, Barbie is expected to take first place for the fourth straight week. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Welcome back. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Have you guys heard? Oh, God. Here we go again. I don't know. We're hearing about another variation of COVID-103. I guess that's not the way they number them, but that's why I'm numbering them. Right? I mean, seriously, this is nuts. But they're not going to stop anytime soon. Really. And nor do they care to stop. People are making money. They're getting control. If you let them hold you down this time, it's your own fault. You know what they're up to. See, I wonder what's coming. What's right around the corner? Anybody? Oh, an election. We got an election coming up. Just amazing. Anyway. All right. Some thoughts here. You guys that are, you know, big Biden fans. Is the appointment of the special prosecutor, is that just to keep the Congress from getting the information they need? Will it stop? Will it slow down congressional oversight? Now, I say yes, because we've heard this before, have we not, where questions are asked, and then we're told, hey, this is under investigation. You can't have that info. I can't divulge that right now. You know I can't speak to an open investigation. Which is just so freaky, because really, unless you're investigating one of those people on the committee, because remember, Congress has total oversight. The House does, of the FBI, the DOJ, and so forth. They have to give them that information. But House Oversight Chairman James Comer, on Friday, he said, look, the U.S. Attorney Merrick Garland's decision to appoint the special counsel. Now, he announced that the U.S. Attorney for Delaware, David Weiss, was appointed special counsel. Have you thought this through yet? He's the one that just blew Hunter Biden's case, right? Gave him a sweetheart deal, worked with him, covered for him, lost it. Now it's going to go to trial. So now they're going to take this loser and put him... They're going to try everything they can do to keep him out. Right? This appointment confirms my commitment to provide Mr. Weiss all the resources he requested. It also reaffirms that Mr. Weiss has the authority he needs to conduct a thorough... But this is a line of BS, and you guys know it. We've heard this before. Right? We heard the other investigations that Garland said that there was total autonomy. They could do whatever they needed to do to get the information they needed, press charges or what have you. And you find out later on that it's not true. You find out from the person he said had permission was not true. Remember that Dave Weiss allowed the statute of limitations to run out on Hunter's more serious charges. And we heard them to be true and had proof from IRS whistleblowers. The D.C. U.S. Attorney's Office declined those charges because they were over. Interesting enough, though, I brought it up at the time. The charges brought against Trump in New York were also outside the statute of limitations. This is amazing. So Weiss requested special counsel authority being denied, and then the statute of limitations then expires in November and December. So those years are gone. There's no way to recoup the money from Burisma, their income. Now, Comer accused again Merrick Garland of stonewalling congressional oversight to begin with. And now that he's appointed a special counsel, it'll be even harder. So, the move by Garland, I feel the same way, is the Justice Department's efforts to attempt a Biden family cover-up. I'll be dead before we find out the truth about this. Right? I mean, selling their brand, the American brand, you know, we need to come up with a policy where foreign entities cannot buy up as much land as they have. You know, seriously. We may even, look, I'm for less regulations, but not when you see what the left is doing, and I don't want to seem like I want to put my hands on anybody's money, but I will say one thing. Billionaires on the left are extremely more committed than billionaires on the right. We say we love freedom. Well, I'm not a billionaire, but we say we love freedom. Our founding fathers were willing to give up their fortunes, right? Their sacred, they're pledging their sacred honor, their fortunes, their family, to make this country happen. Right now, I don't think we have that. I think we have that by a few. I will say that, you know, they talk about how money corrupts you. Not everybody, so don't take it that way. But you've got all this money. You've got these billionaires. And I realize they, you know, could be helping the Hawaiian people and other people across the planet. But you're not going to be able to make that money. Under a different regime, under a different, socialism or communism, you're not going to be able to make that money. You're not going to decide to have that yacht. You can't have 17 mansions. Some of you are cringing, going, well, they shouldn't have them anyway. None of your business. They can have as many mansions as they want. None of your business. Hey, that's what capitalism is all about. That's what, if we truly believe in freedom. But why don't you start funding things like the left does? I've got a friend of mine in the Sacramento legislature. And he constantly tells me that he talks to the high-tech companies all the time. And he said, these people are putting regulations in place here in California that are costing you guys a lot of money, costing you all kinds of trouble, and you keep funding them. And when he asks them why, he gets a range of answers, but the majority, the commonality is that they're mean and the Democrats are vengeful. And if they give any one of their, it used to be if they give Republicans any money of consequence, the Dems would really beat them up. Now, if you give them any money at all, there's a problem. On Wednesday, the House Oversight Committee released the bank records of Hunter Biden. The report mentioned payments from Burisma Holdings, Russian billionaire Baturina, an oligarch. The payments totaled well over $20 million. There were nine Bidens involved in this. Nine. Where the money bounced around in these accounts. And then, not only that, but Hunter admitted to paying, first of all the bills for mommy and daddy, and half of what he got. He complained about it. Really, really that simple. And the nine family members? Hunter, James, Sarah Biden, Haley Biden, Kathleen Biden, Melissa Biden, two other nieces and nephews, they took the names out, grandchild. Right? This is all money that makes it back to the big man. The family received over $10 million. James Comer said that the Biden family received over $10 million from foreign nationals while Joe was vice president. That's a problem. Or does nobody feel that's a problem? I know you all do, but you look at this stuff, you say, my God, if this was Trump at 1/100th of what they've done, it would be a 7x24 news story. It would never stop until you watched them or saw them taking him out in handcuffs. Right? And then on top of this, this is how stupid they think you are. On top of all of this, they tell you that Weiss is going to conduct the most honest, straightforward, I'm already laughing, I can't handle it, investigation you could have. No. No, no, no. It's not going to happen that way. All right. This ought to be good when we come back. I got a judge that punishes an airline for suspending a pro-life flight attendant. So much for freedom of speech, right? Not like she was on the plane screaming, hey, your abortion is killing babies. No, not even close. And it's a big deal. Now, Massachusetts officials now, for the moment, they're only asking residents to give up a room to an illegal alien. Just give it to them. Don't miss your host. Be back in a few minutes.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy.
There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Bacini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Lots going on. And like I said earlier, we just don't do 24-hour political commentary that everybody else is doing. There's other stories going on. A lot of things happening out there that you need to be part of, right? I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. All right. I like this story. Southwest Airlines informed the Hill that it plans to appeal a federal judge's order that requires the company to implement training on religious freedom for its lawyers. Great. Judge Brantley Starr issued the mandate earlier this week after a jury determined last year that Southwest had unfairly suspended flight attendant Charlene Carter. And not for anything she did at work. Not for a comment she made to a client or customer. Or even any of her workers. No. because she posted a pro-life comment on her social media. Her personal social media. On top of reinstating Carter and providing her husband her hundreds of thousands of dollars in damages, the company is now ordered to have several of its attorneys undergo religious freedom training by the Alliance Defending Freedom. I think that's a great idea. The judge hailing from the Federal District Court for the Northern District of Texas ordered in the 29-page court file required training be completed by August 28th. Starr also ordered that the company pay Carter's legal fees, correct its statement to employees under religious freedoms, which the district judge said Southwest had failed to do since last year's initial ruling. Southwest's notice failed to mention the Title VII, that the federal law known as the Title VII contains a prohibition, and that prohibition forbids any company from discriminating against flight attendants, their employees, for their religious beliefs. Now, previously the judge cut Carter's $5.1 million award to $300,000, and another $300,000 from her unit, so $600,000 total, another $150,000 in back pay, and $60,000 in interest and penalties and that kind of stuff. So, you know, she got over $800,000 for her pain and anguish. The problem is this. They don't care. These big companies, they don't care. I would have stayed with the $5.1 million. And the reason I would have stayed there is just to make them pay. Right? They're you're going to see this happening over and over and over again. Where more of these things are going to come up on religious issues, and we need to hold them to task. This is getting crazy out there as to what they're going to do to you, what they think you ought to do. Look, the state of Massachusetts now has so far, let's just be honest about this, okay? So far, they're only asking their residents to lend a helping hand and offer migrants an extra room they have in their house. So let me let somebody who illegally came over the border, who I don't know if they're really who they say they are, into my home, feed them, give them a room, take care of them. And I don't even know who they are. Kim Driscoll, the lieutenant governor from Massachusetts, asked state residents Wednesday to open their doors to assist housing migrants after the Democrat Governor Maura Healey declared a state of emergency. Most importantly, if you have an extra room or suite, yes, I have an extra suite in my house, please consider hosting a family. Hosting and shelter is one of the most pressing needs that we have. So please sponsor a family. I'm sorry. Why? See, if you weren't so anti-Christ, anti-church, anti-God, you probably could reach out to the churches and have them help you. But you can't do that. You probably go into convulsions if you stepped into the church or the pastor's office. Seriously. It was never meant for the people to do this. God always meant for the churches, the church congregation, his people to help others. Look, I'm not even saying I'm okay with this because they're here illegally. Really that simple. Healey said it's a national issue. It demands a national response. They're waiting for money from the feds. While we're waiting for the feds, though, hey, listen, put some of these people up in your home. Now, the inside word at the White House is that the White House is not considering helping any of these people, or any of these cities, I should say. Because that would be an admission that they have a problem. Yeah. This is how much they care. They're going to let you guys in these big cities who, you know, I have no sympathy for you. You elected these people in, so I don't care. But, you want us to bail them out. They want to be bailed out after all this stuff. I didn't vote for the craziness. You did. I want nothing to do with this. The state said that there are nearly 5,600 families or more than 20,000 people in the state's shelter system. Ooh. Healey said there are numerous contributing factors, federal policies on immigration and work authorization, which is causing these this migrant crisis. No, it's not. It's the open border letting people in. You've got kids, you don't know where they ended up. They can't track them. They don't know where they are. And don't give me this card that they do, because you know what? They don't. What the heck? Gila said that she hopes the emergency declaration will provide more federal funding and expedite work permits for immigrants. No, that's not what that does. The declaration should send more money there for you to... This is ridiculous. Tax money. We're wasting tax money at the border. We're wasting tax money moving these people around. We're wasting tax money taking care of them. This is not on us. This should not be on us. Really that simple. And that's not cold, and it's not unchristian-like. I'm so tired of people who think they know what God's Word says, telling me what it says. I'm not going to sit here and spew out Scripture, because you don't believe it anyhow. Really. And now you got these practice fields that the city is taking away, right? These fields to put migrants in there, put up tents and put migrants in there. How do you think that's going to raise any sympathy for them? Look, this doesn't help anybody. And you guys already know this. I don't want to keep going with this, because you already know this. You're not stupid people. But you know, that's my home state. I can't believe how far left they have actually gone. How crazy they've actually gone. I don't have any other word for it. I mean, you want to come up with another one, give it to me, because I don't have a very large vocabulary. I'm okay with that. It's all good. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Because, man, when you guys get informed, when we become part of the solution, we are definitely a force to reckon with. But when you don't have the right information, we're the force to be laughed at. Anyway, we're seeing, you know, I started to see these stories. I popped them up just because I wanted you guys, you know, I've been talking about the cracking of the dam, if you would. The dams are cracking. Real patriots are getting upset. And even people that have kept their mouths shut to this point are now opening their mouths. Now, some of them, sadly to say, the way it looks and the way the stories unravel, they were waiting for their pension to come through. They were waiting for their retirement before they said anything. Now, there's a backlash brewing against DEI in corporate America and a venture capital fund facing racial bias lawsuits. And now it's going the other way. Right? Diversity, equity, and inclusion czars have created all kinds of headaches for these corporations. But you look at that. You've got the retiring Seattle cop. He ripped the mayor and the extremist city council in a brutal, brutal resignation letter. He really let them have it. And again, it's not stopping anywhere soon. Oh, I had a whole bunch of them lined up. Where are they? Whatever. You've got Illinois Supreme Court, too, upholds a state ban on semi-automatic weapons. I hope that gets challenged big time. They're fighting us at every corner. Again, this isn't like drinking out of a fire hose. This is like trying to plug 107 holes in a dam all at one time. Anyway, guys, have a great weekend. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me on Monday. Enjoy the weekend. Stay cool. God bless.